CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham, and the text you can find on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 2nd of March 2014. This is GB2RS News. Here are the news headlines. Commonwealth contest next weekend, last chance to comment on RSGB IARU conference subjects. PLT battle continues in Germany. There'll be activity from a number of Commonwealth countries during the annual Commonwealth contest next weekend, the 8th and 9th of March. Look out for 5H3EE, 5X1XA, 9J2BO, 9X0NH, and ZS1EL, and other ZSs from Africa. J34G, VP2M, XX and ZF2XF from the Caribbean. Most of the Canadian prefixes, including VO, VY2, a number of VU stations, and many VK and ZL stations. All of these will be looking to work UK stations. Look for latest news on the Commonwealth Contest web pages, www.beru.org.uk. And don't forget the RSGB have donated a Millennium Paddle for the prize draw. Brief outlines of all the issues the RSGB plan to raise at the IARU Region 1 conference in September are online on the consultation forums on the RSGB website. In addition, several full draft papers are available to download, providing you register and are logged in, with more to follow over the coming days. This is your last chance to comment, and contributions from all amateurs are welcome. Full details and links are on the RSGB consultation webpage, accessible from the front page of the RSGB website. Germany's National Amateur Radio Society, DARC, continues to battle the issue of PLT. DARC recently raised questions regarding the measurement protocol that federal authorities use to test devices used for powerline telecommunication. Their scientific research associate, Thilo Kutz, DL9KCE, said it appears the Federal Network Agency conducted some of its PLT emission measurements whilst the devices were in standby mode, with no data being transferred. This may give the misleading impression that equipment meets the emission standards. ARRL Centennial W1AWWAS operations are taking place throughout 2014 from each of the 50 states. The stations are relocated on the 26th of February from Michigan and Florida to Washington, W1AW-7 and Kansas-0. During 2014, W1AW will be on the air from each state at least twice, and also from most US territories. World Amateur Radio Day is celebrated each year on the 18th of April in recognition of the anniversary of the founding of the IARU in Paris in 1925. The primary purpose of World Amateur Radio Day is to focus a public spotlight on amateur radio and its benefits to countries and communities. This year, the IARU and its more than 150 member societies will celebrate the organisation's 89th anniversary. The theme chosen for this year is Amateur Radio, Your Gateway to Wireless Communication. Despite being a weekday, several IARU member societies and associated clubs are expected to field special event stations to mark the occasion. The ArtSat 1 Invader CubeSat team have announced that QSL cards will be available for reception reports of the amateur radio satellite Invader, launched from the Yoshinobu launch complex on the 27th of February. The CW beacon is on 437.325 plus or minus 10 Hz Doppler shift. You can submit your report of ArtSat 1 Invader reception online at http://api.artsat.jp/report. The CubeSat also carries a low-resolution camera, 1200 bps FM AX25 packet radio, and an FM digitalker. These operate on a downlink of 437.200 MHz. ICOM has announced a firmware upgrade for the IC7700 HF 50 MHz base station transceiver The upgrade will provide the same additional features as made available to its big brother, the IC7800. The new firmware will be available for download from the ICOM website during March. On the 3rd of August, the nation will commemorate the beginning of World War I, often known as the Great War. To commemorate this event, many special event stations will be activated around the world. If your club is preparing an event such as GB100GW and GB100CMM, please send the information to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. All information will be added to the website. Details now of rallies and events coming up. Today, Sunday the 2nd of March, sees the Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally take place at America Hall de la Rue Way, Pinhoe in Essex, EX48PW. Doors open 10:15 for disabled, 10:30 for others, admission £2. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy. Details from Pete, G3ZVI 07714198374. The Wetherill Radio Club annual radio rally takes place on the 9th of March at the Woodrush Sports Centre, Shawhurst Lane, Hollywood, near Birmingham, B475JW. This is on the A435, 2 miles from junction 3 of the M42. Doors open 10 a.m. There will be talk-in station on the air, admission £3. Trade stands and catering inside. Details from Chris, G0EYO, 07104128 19. Regrettably, the decision has been taken to cancel the 6th South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Rally that should have been held on the 13th of April. This is because of the unfortunate clash of rally dates, resulting in insufficient table bookings to justify a worthwhile rally. That, combined with potential bad weather causing site problems, a decision will be taken in due course on whether to hold a rally at all in 2015. Support given by trading and the public to the South Gloucestershire Rally over the years is much appreciated by the rally organiser. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS or RADCOM, or on the RSGB website, please email gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. News of special event. Two stations will be operating today, the 2nd of March, GB2MS for multiple sclerosis in Macclesfield and GB2GED from Croydon, celebrating Croydon Airfield's old call sign. Mark G1PIE and Jack G0FQN and Pam T1HQY logging will be running GB4WVR from the 7th of March into 2015. They'll be transmitting from Oakwith Station for the very first time on the Worth Valley Railway. The station and the surrounding area was used during EMI 1970 film The Railway Children. Next year is the 45th anniversary, and actors from the film will be in attendance at various times. The trio will be mostly on 40 metres, and there's more information on QRZ.com. Russian special event station UE80HS will be on the air throughout March. This operation celebrates the 80th anniversary of Russia's first astronaut, Yuri Gagarin, who was born on the 9th of March 1934. Gagarin was the first human to journey into space when his Voskhov spacecraft completed an orbit of the Earth on the 12th of April 1961. If you work UE80HS, please QSL via RW6HS. DX News now from 425 DX News and other sources. WA2NHA will be active between the 2nd and 17th of March. Stroke P4 from Aruba, SA036, is operating. Will be the 10 to 80 metre bands, mostly CW, QSL home call. Alan, G3XAQ, is returned to Uganda until the 16th of March. He'll reactivate his 5X1XA call sign, QSL's G3SWH. John, KF0RQ, will be in Cambodia, signing XU7ACQ until the 20th of March, QSL to his home call sign. The Italian expedition will start their next operation on the 28th of Feb in Zambia using 9J2T. They will be there until the 17th of March, all bands and modes, QSLs I2YSB. Robert DK2RO will be active a stroke P from Spiekeroog Island, EU047, between the 2nd and 7th of March. Activity holiday style HF bands, propagation permitting, main mode CW, QSL home call, direct or bureau. Contest news. The 144432 megs contest finishes at 1400 UTC today. the 2nd of March. It has 6 and 24-hour categories in the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL International DX contest ends at midnight, 2nd of March, having run for 48 hours. Work US stations in the contiguous 48 states plus Canadians. Send a signal report in your transmit output power. Sections for QRP, low and high power. US stations send a signal report and two-letter state abbreviation. Canadians send signal report and three-letter province codes. The first in this year's series of five low-band contests organised by UKUG takes place today, the 2nd of March, using 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Monday, the 8-metre club championships leg data leg runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC, exchange's signal report and serial number. Tuesday sees the 144 megs UK activity contest taking place 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Commonwealth contest takes place on the 8th and 9th of March, 1000 to 1000 UTC. Invariably, there are expeditions to some countries that you don't hear on the bands every day, so for most of us, even if we're not trying very hard, there are some new ones to work. It's CW only on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands and the exchange's signal report and serial number. HQ stations also send the letters HQ. The 70 megs cumulative contest takes place on the 9th of March, 1000 to 1200 UTC, all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Tesla Memorial contest will be held on the 8th and 9th of March, 1800 to 0800 UTC, CW 80 metres only, points are given for distance between stations. Full details and terms and conditions, have a look at www.radiosport.org.rs/HF Tesla Memorial. Now for the solar factual data for the period from Friday the 21st to Thursday the 27th of February, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS. Solar activity increased from low to moderate on the 23rd, when one M-class solar flare took place, and again on the 24th, when two took place. Activity increased further to high levels on the 25th, when an X-class flare occurred. The sunspot group responsible for the majority of these flares rotated into view on the 24th. Solar flux levels increased from 157 on the 21st to 178 by the 26th. The average was 170 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 27th was 158, which is 3 units up on last week. X-ray flux levels increased slightly to peak at C1 units on the 25th. The average was B9.3 units. Geomagnetic activity started the period at slightly unsettled levels with an AP index of 13 units on the 22nd and 17 the following day. Quiet conditions returned till the afternoon of the 27th when a coronal mass ejection arrived in association with the X4 class solar flare. The AP index on the 27th was 24 units and the average for the period was AP 11 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds decline from 570 kilometres per second on the 21st to 330 during the morning of the 27th. Speeds increased to 520 kilometres per second with the arrival of the coronal mass ejection. Particle densities were low except for an increase to 28 particles per cubic centimetre on the 23rd and to 82 during the afternoon of the 27th. BZ varied between minus and plus 3 nanoteslas on the quiet days and between minus 18 and plus 14 nanoteslas at the height of the disturbance during the afternoon of the 27th. Finally, the solar forecast for the coming week. This week, the solar activity is expected to continue at moderate levels on some days, but for activity to increase to high is unlikely. Solar flux levels are expected to be around the 170s for most of the week. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be quiet every day. However, an Earth-directed coronal mass ejection is possible, which would increase activity on its arrival. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitudes are expected to be around the 30 megs or slightly higher. Paths this week to the east coast of North America should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% success rate of about 31 megs, but the best working frequency, meaning 90% success, will be about 25 megahertz. The best time to try this path will be between 1400 and 1900 hours UTC. And that's it from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. This is now the news for the UK Midlands. We start with news from clubs that have several events this week. Withal Radio Club has a club meet on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. tonight and next Sunday. The 20-metre club championship contest data leg is at 8 p.m. on Monday, followed at 8:30 by the foundation exam. Tuesday sees Morse classes at 7:45, plus the 144 megs UK activity contest and final preparations for the rally. Shack Social is 7:30 on Friday, and Saturday sees setting up of the Withal Rally, which is on Sunday. Details from Chris G0EYO 07710412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has a club net on Monday from 8 p.m. on 145.375 megs. Friday sees a talk on travelling in Poland by G4GEE. Contact John G8SEQ 07958777363. South Birmingham Radio Society is sorting stock on Monday for the club stand at Withal Rally. The regular coffee morning in the shack is from 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL, are on Thursday, and Friday sees loading the trailer for the Withal Rally, which is on Sunday. Contact Gemma Gordon, M6GKG, gemmagordon.m6gkg@gmail.com. Central Radio Amateur Circle is taking part in the 144 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday and attending the Withal Rally on Sunday. Contact Martin Hallard, G1TYV 07906905071. Lincoln Shortwave Club is taking part in the 144 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday. Wednesday sees shack activities and a Natter Night from 7:30. The club repeater net on GB3LM is Thursday, 8 p.m. More information, Pam Rose, G4STO 01427788356. Rugby ATS is taking part in the UK Activity Contest 144 Megs on Tuesday, alongside Radio Operation and Projects on Saturday. There's the 8th, I think that is. There's a PIC, Arduino and PC Problem Solving, C Programming, and General Assistance Session with Steve, G8LYB. Contact him, G8LYB 01788578940. Midland Amateur Radio Society is holding an open meeting with Shack, the Shack on the Air, and training classes on Wednesday. Sunday sees a visit to the Withal Rally. Details from Norman, G8BHE 07808078003. Back to the traditional listing in date order. Monday, Aldridge and Bar Beacon Amateur Radio Club is holding its AGM. Contact Albert, G0KFS 01922614169. Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is having a talk by Richard Tofts on how electronics help to solve the mystery of how bats navigate. Contact Anne, 2E1GKY, 01242-699595 in the daytime. Still on Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society has an open net on 145.250 megs from 7:30. More information from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a junk sale. Contact Richard Buckby, email radio@dadars.org.uk. Still on Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is taking part in the UK Activity Contest 2 metres and having a night on the air. More from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, m0zcr@live.co.uk. On Wednesday, South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society is having an informal evening. Contact Nigel, M0CVO, 01476402550. And on Wednesday, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a committee meeting and putting GX3ZME on the air. Contact Mike, G3JKX, 01952-299677. And there are no more entries after Wednesday. So that's it for another week.